June 4th, regular meeting of the Finance Committee to order. Please join me in the pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, let the record show that Counselor Baker and Counselor May are in attendance. Counselor Sutter is on her way, but could be late. There are two counselors present, so we have a forum. This time remarks from the public related to matters on the agenda with a 3-minute limit. Remarks from the public related to matters on the agenda with a 3-minute limit. One more time, remarks from the public related to matters on the agenda with a 3-minute limit. Unfinished business. I don't have any listed, but there is one that we'd like to discuss, unless you could discuss it. It could be other old business. It's not listed here, but the time cards, the time, automatic time.
Sure.
I asked to see where we are and get that fast track, now that the budget is kind of over.
Yeah, so we're currently, we've been exploring the options for timekeeping. With the retirement of the IT director in, at the end of June, I'm a little unsure how quickly to move forward since IT is such an intricate part in that process. And I don't know how quickly that position's going to be filled. Right now we are talking with a couple municipalities to see what their experience has been with a couple different systems, and they have Munis as well. So right now we're looking at possibly two options, employee self-service or ExecuTime. So we're researching those and trying to identify which one would better fit the town's needs and which ones those municipalities liked more. So the only kind of snafu right now that we're hitting in terms of moving forward is really that IT component.
Well, this is what I propose. Could you reach out to the Board of Ed's IT person and see if we could consult with them? They have automatic timekeeping assigned to the 400 and something teachers.
Okay.
And that may be a resource in the meantime. If he's available, and they're coming up on the, I would say the slow season for school, so maybe he's got some availability. So if we could, we could talk to Diane and see if we can, just to get the thing going, because I'm afraid if we wait for another IT and then there's gonna be a learning curve, there's gonna be a lot of things we're talking probably into the fall. So I'd really like to really start really getting this thing moving. Because before we know it, it'll be budget again and you won't have time to do it. So we got to work on this. So I guess my next thing would be I'd like to start seeing some goal dates to get these, get whatever
sure.
we need to do. You know, you've got two companies that are plausible or have the things. You also have somebody on your staff that's very knowledgeable. I think, remember who does payroll, who was that?
Magdalia. Yeah,
yeah,
she'll be, I'm planning on having her attend all the meetings.
She was very, very smart on
yes.
that stuff. So I think, you know, if we could do, you use the Board of Ed's IT, if they're willing. If not, maybe we could talk to one of the towns in the area. We had to do that before. We had to borrow Norwich's when we were doing interviews. Remember that? So
it's pretty sharp. I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman. He's pretty sharp, the one that's in charge of the IT at the school. Vast more computer systems than ours. But
his last name's Savoy, right?
It is
Savoy.
Is it Mike?
Nick.
So,
close.
And my thing is if they do use, say, a card system, what they do at the electric boat is you have, and it is, they have a time machine called an ATM machine. And whatever, but they also have ability to do it right on your computer with either a keyboard or whatever, so you have to badge into the keyboard or have a fob. And that's what the schools do, all the schools, every teacher has, and every employee has an ID badge they use to log in. So it's not an uncommon, it's not out there, but it'll help out the person doing payroll and hopefully if there's any abuse, it helps eliminate that. Or I wouldn't say abuse, it'll make things less mistakes. All right, so I don't wanna give the promise that there's something wrong going on, it's just when you have 200 green time sheets putting on to the person doing payroll every Monday morning and having to sort out all the overtime and sick time and everything. I think it's, and that's one of the things that we got hit on the procedure audit that I'll totally wanna clarify. I don't know if you knew that, Brian, or not.
Yeah, just to automate the payroll. So yeah, we're looking forward to getting started working on it. Just to set expectations, it's not a 6-month process. It's probably gonna take a year and a half, if not more, to have it come full circle, but at least we'll be able to have the timetable, like you said, once we get started.
Right. Well, I hope it doesn't take that long, but if it does, it does. I'm not gonna, but I think once we start talking to vendors and getting it implemented, and one suggestion is, say like we have the public works that aren't working in front of a computer, they have work parties, the supervisor should be the person entering their time. And that would be my suggestion is to do that. Because that the supervisor.
So employee self-service, it would be someone entering the time into the system. It wouldn't be punching.
Right.
We want people punching, correct?
Preferably, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
What's the difference?
Well, if an employee, a supervisor is just entering the time, you're not like coming in and punching in. So you could just still write that you came in at 8.
You're saying that the employee enters the time, not the supervisor.
Well, punching system. Well, Clement, the way it works is you have a, to see you have a badge. You come into work, you go to your assigned computer, and you log in. When you log in, it's going to prompt you with your password, just like anything else, and you're going to put your, I'm here, and then when you leave, it's going to, so every, say, 20 minutes or an hour, it's going to prompt you to reinitiate something, right?
Because yeah, so that's that's like a punch-in
right,
timekeeping.
But let's just take, like, people that work at the transfer station
mm-hmm.
or public works, they're not in front of a computer. Those select individuals would then, their supervisor would be in charge of their time.
Yeah.
But you know what,
Mr.
Chairman, the system that I think the school has, it can be done on your phone, it can be done on your
absolutely.
Computer.
Yeah, there's
and it can be satellite and images too, satellite saying, hey, I'm here at the job.
Right.
But you know what, Julie's reaching out to the municipalities that are already gone through the growing pains of it is smart, and then dealing with the IT at the school system, which would be ideal time if we're going to lose and we might need to fill in.
So, what are you saying about every 20 minutes or?
Well, there's some, I mean, if not, you could clock in and walk away. And you can go drive down to Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
So, if one employee, you're the mayor, what if an employee comes in and goes on a drive about out of their desk?
Yeah.
How would you know?
Well, you don't know that now.
Bingo.
So, I mean, they got to do the job.
But you wouldn't know it.
Yeah, I haven't heard of checking in. That's kind of like remote work. Like, if you're not moving the mouse enough, they say you're not there.
Well, I'm
just
saying, there's...
Wouldn't that kind of be difficult for us, though? I mean, a public works guy, he's going to go in, he's going to drop his car.
No, he's
a supervisor. You're going to go in. I mean, every place I've ever worked, I punched a time bar. Boom, I'm here.
You punch
out
for
boom, I'm going.
You
now,
punch
out
for your break, punch back
exactly,
in from your
well,
break.
We never got that far because the guys were out on the road. So, but you punch in the morning, you punch out at night. If you leave to go out, if you take 2 hours sick leave, bang, you punch out. Bang, no, I was a supervisor, every week had to go through each one of those time cards and certify that they were correct and match it up with the employee's sick time, vacation time.
Well, right, and I'm not by any means saying it. I'm just saying there's people who are going to be working on the field and they may be away from a time card or whatever, and they gotta leave for the day, they don't have to go all the way back to say the public works and clock out.
Sure.
They would, well, just think, they could say supervisor, I'm leaving at 2 o'clock, and then they would punch you out, and that's all I'm saying.
Well, I think there would be cases where they would have to.
They'd have to go back to public.
If I can, it would be very, to have a time clock at the PD would be very problematic for me.
And we're not suggesting that because, actually, reason why is because we've already, what Medallia told us that most likely the PD, the way you charge your time for different things is, you already have your time system.
We do.
So.
And I can have that, if it's easier, I can have that transmitted to Medallia. It's a company called VCS Software, which I pay for.
Right, yeah, she already told us that the police is not one that we would model or go into because of, you've got different things, you know, you gotta do 8 hours here or 2 hours, whatever, there's different time envelopes in your day that are charged differently.
Sure.
Right, so.
But you would still use their, it would be smart to have Medallia hooked up to their, am I saying the right name right?
Medallia.
Medallia. I would be definitely have her hooked up to the software the chief is talking about, because why reinvent the wheel on that part right there, because it's easier to access it.
Who does your payroll?
Dave, Lieutenant Radford.
Yeah, see, they're already doing their payroll, right?
Or Mike Pierce.
So you don't have to have Medallia do.
Yeah, but everything that she's taken off goes right.
They check every Monday, early in the morning, they check the paper time cards that they fill out, and they do it against our software and make sure that everything is accurate, the overtime's accurate, you know.
Does your office do their paychecks?
Yes.
And then.
So it already comes in.
In paper.
In paper, okay.
So for like Public Works at Rec and Park and that, if they punch in at Public Works in the morning, for them to go home, their vehicles are there, they have to come back to Public Works to get in their vehicle to leave for sick time and vacation time. So they would go back and they would drop the card there and say, okay.
Well, yeah, I mean, but I don't even know those new officers, I'm just saying.
So Julie,
sometimes
the need for the Board of Ed, to ask for the Board of Ed, considering Bill is going to be retiring on the 22nd, I think it is, right? Would you, if possible, would you like Diane to be asked to make them available soon?
Yeah, I definitely like to at least have a discussion with them to see about the systems and stuff like that.
Okay, so I mean, we my point is that we wouldn't really need to involve Bill at this time because.
No, I wasn't planning on it. He has projects now that he's trying to finish up before he leaves and.
All right, so I'll reach out to Diane and see if she'd be interested in opening some discussions on using their director also.
Yeah, I just want to express that this is a big priority of the Finance Committee and the Town Council. So I just want to make sure that, you know, I want to make sure that we're moving forward on this as quick as possible. And whatever help Chief Wojcik can give us, that'd be great. But I, you know, so maybe in the next week or two, give us an email to the finance team where we are, and maybe some time, calendar times. I mean, I hope it's not a year and a half or a year, but I would like to have something that we can start working towards. Because we were talking about this last summer, and
yeah, we'll get it going.
And here it is again this summer, and we're no further along than we were again. Any other unfinished business, Councilman Baker?
This new business here?
No, we're going to old business, I guess.
No, this is new business.
Yeah, this is my presentation.
Yeah.
Okay.
And no old business, so let's move on to new business. Julie?
Okay, so right now we're 92% through the fiscal year. We just have June left, as you know. Significant time this past month was spent compiling reimbursement paperwork for the animal control facility to submit to the State Department of Economic and Community Development. The payment request was submitted and we received a fast turnaround on our first reimbursement, and $1.8 million was received on June 2nd. The final $200,000 will be requested when the closeout for the construction of the project is completed, and that's currently being compiled by the construction company and clerk of the works.
What does that mean? They gotta have like grass growing and everything's done. I know we already got a CO.
Yeah, there's a closeout checklist that they have that everything has to be checked off on. I don't know the details of it myself, but the construction company and Dean were both looking at that.
Sometimes it can take a while, that's why I was.
DECD did their review and site visit, and they're happy with.
We have dogs in there?
I have dogs in there right now.
Good. Any three-legged dogs?
No, three-legged dogs.
I'm just wondering, I'm just curious. You know, that one was still.
Oh, got a nice home.
All right, thanks, sorry for the.
So June coming up, it's a very busy month for the finance department. We have to prepare for year-end. Recently in the department, accounts payable has updated over 6,000 vendors that were in the system. They were inactivating stale vendors, requesting updated W-9s, and just getting the whole vendor file up to speed. Payroll will be busy inputting new pay rates for all employees for July 1st rates per the bargaining agreements and any open enrollment changes that will happen in the next couple weeks. Open enrollment started today. That's for changes to health insurance. And then we'll also be setting up training for the electronic purchase order rollout. So as you know, this past year, we've been working on the electronic purchase orders and that going live. So that's going live July 1st. This implementation, it's been over a year in the making, collaborating with IT and Munis to get it up and running. The system will have a workflow process for approvals, so there'll be no more carbon copy requests circulating throughout town. And just for your reference in your packet, I put, that's an example of what the new purchase order will look like once it goes through the workflow process, and that carbon copy is what was circulating through town previously. So this will also improve oversight of purchases and adherence to the purchasing policies.
So who does that for each department? Because I was the same Public Works where they have administrator and a second a foreman. Who does the purchase orders?
Shelley usually writes the purchase orders. John reviews them. They come up to Sarah. She reviews.
So it's all electronics. Everyone's got a computer. Everyone knows the system are getting there.
Yeah, we're going to be doing the trainings. Yep.
I mean, this one is no longer, this will be used at all.
Yeah,
right?
So that's not going to be going back and forth from department to department.
But does it go away?
It's completely
paper.
Gone.
Paper.
Okay. So I was at, well, I've been in places where they kept the paper and.
Just the one that you have as an example, that's what we'll generate after the workflow process. So they'll staple that to an invoice. When Sarah receives that, she'll be able to scan the invoice into Tyler Content Manager.
So Sarah Torres is the buyer?
Yeah, that's, those are just examples, so I'm not exactly sure exactly
what's
on there.
Would I have the requesting department on here?
So for example, Public Works, Shelley's going to input a requisition in the system. You don't have a requisition in front of you.
Oh, I see.
It's all electronic. Shelley will input the requisition, she'll release it, it will go to John. John will say yes, then it flows through, it goes to Sarah for a first review. She says it's okay, it comes to me, I approve it. If it's under 10,000, then it automatically converts to that you have in your hand. If it's over 10,000, then it goes to the mayor for approval as well.
Yeah, I'm just looking at, I see your name, I see Sarah Torres' name, but would it have the requesting department and all that stuff on the, not this one, but you know, the one it's supposed to?
Well, it has the department number on it there. It has the vendor.
The GL number?
Yeah.
So you need some kind of rubric to trace it back to who's purchasing this.
Well, that in theory, a purchase order is supposed to just go to the vendor anyway, and they wouldn't need to know that. They just need to know that the money is there.
Okay.
Um, So we'll be having trainings for that more towards the end of the month. The purchasing policy, that will also need to be updated to reflect these new changes. Right now, the purchasing policy has the workflow of the carbon copy written in it. So new changes for the purchasing policy will be presented at upcoming finance, or I'm not sure if that has to go to TARP as well. Wouldn't have to go to TARP instead of finance.
If you have to change the wording on it, yes. I think I want to send, I don't.
Okay.
We did, Julie, I'm sorry to interrupt you, that last time those changes were made, we didn't have that sent to the town attorney for review either.
Okay.
So when they did on that, and I did some of the reviews, we did bring it to TARP.
Okay. Yeah, so we'll make some changes, because there were some changes also mentioned about the purchasing limits for quote bids, et cetera.
Yes, and how many quotes and how many,
Yeah.
I think it's kind of generic on that part. I think you and I had talked about that. It needs to be more stop gaps in it.
So updates to the purchasing policy will be going to TARP in the future, near future. Next on the agenda is discussing the hauler admin fees and private duty fees. It had previously been discovered that the admin fee on the hauler billing was not being done. So we did go back to July 2025 and backdate for admin fees. Both companies have paid that backlog.
Good. So moving forward, we're charging the fees now?
We are, yes.
Good job, Julie.
Thank you. So right now, we currently charge $5 a ton admin fee. I'm proposing we bring it to $8 a ton, effective July 1st, 2026. If anyone has any discussion or suggestions.
I see we have a resolution we're going to send up to the town council with that. I'd like to confer with Councilor Baker. You're on the Public Works Solid Waste, the chair of that. Is this a number that's, is this a good number?
I think it's a good number, and every year we should revisit it. And incrementally, yes.
Okay.
Every year, just put a tickler in somewhere saying we've got to talk about this.
You're in line with other towns right now.
When's the best time to do that? Because you don't want to do it right at budget season.
I would say July 1.
July 1, looking for that. So if July 1 in a month, you're going to be looking at the 27-28 tipping fee. Unless we're going to change it on the spot.
And we know what that is.
Yeah, any change I would have effective July 1 to stay in line with the change of the tipping fees.
You need to start looking at before July 1.
Yeah, we usually get notified from SCARA by around April.
So right now we're actually changing it before July 1.
Well, no, we could add language in here to say this would take effect July 1.
Yeah, that's what it says.
No, I think you're missing the point. So we're doing it right now before July 1. So next year, you got to start looking at the tickler you're talking about, probably
April,
and getting hard numbers. Well, first off, you're going to see if we're missing the mark, if we're losing money, and then, make that. All right, so let's just read the resolution real quick.
I mean, $8 number, I'm okay with. Or next year, maybe we'll look at putting it up to $10 or something, whatever.
So the action for us is.
That'll give us a year worth of history, almost 9 months worth of history.
Do you concur that we add this to the June 8th town council meeting, this resolution?
Yeah, we'd have to make it effective when July 1.
So you okay? Read the resolution?
I did.
Okay.
I did.
So what I'm saying is, I'm asking Julie to put this on the agenda. I'm actually holding the agenda to have her put it on. So you agree with this?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, next part.
Next is the police private duty fees. I did some research and spoke with the police department. The hourly rate for the police officers is governed by the union contract, so we can't just change the hourly police rate. So we do have a leeway to revise the administrative fee or the per hour vehicle charge. Right now, we have a 30% admin fee and $50 an hour vehicle charge. We're proposing to increase it to 35% admin fee, $60 per hour vehicle charge. And that would be effective July 1 as well. But that's that would have to be added to this resolution. I didn't add that.
Do you agree with adding this resolution to the?
I'm good with it. Chief, all of, chief, you good?
100%.
All right.
I'm good. Counselor Baker, Counselor Baker and myself.
I have to add effective July 1.
Agree on the record that we want to add this to the July or the June 8 town council meeting. So if you could touch base with Agnes, we want to get these two on there.
Sure. Yeah, I'll send those over to her.
And the good thing, I mean, we did this a while back, and it's been somewhat beneficial, and I know it sounds a little drastic, but this is a way we can keep newer vehicles in service for our police department. In my opinion, the private duty is, you know, Town Mobile is not in the private duty business. We're in the public safety business. But this is a really good benefit, in my opinion, or a thing we can do to generate revenue and provide safety during these construction areas. So I think this is, you know, something we can, it's almost a way to help out the town, you know, in the same way. So, and vehicles are expensive. When I first was on the town council, a sedan was $35,000 and an SUV was $48,000. And no police officer wants a sedan. They just like, we want a truck.
They don't even make them anymore.
It's so funny, you know. I just think it's funny this. Gotta have this. So
you can buy an F-350 off the state bid, I think, almost as cheap.
Cheaper.
The
vast majority now is the upfitting.
Yeah, but
we're getting the cars for, yes. We're getting the trucks for SUVs for 50.
But the IT is expensive part. These vehicles.
What?
The IT is expensive.
Yeah, those SUVs are actually, they handle very well.
In
front. It doesn't handle well?
No, it does.
Well, I'm saying it, they handle very well, and they have a lot of, you know, horsepower, so it really fits for.
I'll take
you a ride in my Tesla.
Yeah. Too quiet.
So anyway, the.
Don't trust it.
Having a pickup truck could be good for certain things, but it's not good for patrol vehicles. I mean, it's good for certain things, but you got to really get across town. I don't know.
Yeah, we check with John on tires because they're nervous about the tires.
The new, I call it a police responder. That's what Sergeant Ryan Spring is driving now.
I saw that.
50 pickup.
Yeah.
It's a police responder.
How much is that one?
It's about the same price as the SUV.
But you can't put somebody arrests in the back,
yeah,
can
you?
So I had to drop the back.
All I can tell you is 23 years, I never had a cage in my car. I put a lot of bad people in it. It's out in the front seat.
Okay. Anyway, you guys know your business, and I digress, Julie, and I apologize. Counselor Baker, do we want to? Anything else? Can you go to the back?
No, that was all I had for tonight.
And is there anything on the budget you wanted us to talk about? I know we're getting to the end of the year. When do we need to do end of year transfers?
End of year transfers won't be until September because we have the split payroll. I mean, well, we have split payroll, but then we have split AP check runs up through August.
Right.
For all the outstanding.
Anything on the Board of Ed budget where they are?
No.
Is there any way you will know? So,
Mr. Chairman?
Counselor Karen?
Two things. The fees for finance that we I was kind of confused on for charging the WPCA. Is that back in line? That are they reimbursing us the $10,000?
No.
No?
No, that was taken out last year because they hadn't paid it in years, and I don't think the WPCA was amendable to that.
So the finance committee will have to look into that.
Well, what are these sheets for?
Give Julie some teeth on that. For, what do we do for them?
We run their payroll. Patrick, I mean, the amount of hours, I don't really know if it's worth it. You know, Cynthia's getting up on her feet down there because that position was vacant for a while.
I was there when we did the, and that's the number we came up with was, it's more than that, it's also benefits. So it's not this and then all this stuff. So it's, there's an HR person involved, unless you're doing benefits. Are you doing benefits or is?
A little bit, yeah.
So.
Do we have to pay them sewer and water?
We do, yes.
We do?
So I think, and then also, do we have to process their purchase orders?
No.
So they totally do their own purchase orders?
Yeah.
So how do they know?
I'm not sure why they're.
How do we know they're following the purchasing policy?
We don't. The way WPCA is set up here is very independent from anything I've ever seen. I mean, they're even on their own Munis system, which they don't need to be. In my opinion, we should consolidate to the one Munis in Town Hall, and that would save them IT fees, but that's a conversation for another day.
Well, I'm also concerned about oversight in the purchasing policy.
There's very little oversight over WPCA.
And so there's.
Town oversight, I should say.
Yeah, but we have this, do they have to abide by our purchasing policy? Julie?
I would think so, yeah.
They do.
Yeah, they do.
Well, who checked?
Ron asked me about increasing the.
Well, we should probably take that up in another, not here.
Why don't you ask them?
No problem asking them, because that $10,000 should be back. Because if after, if the taxpayers are getting billed for a separate entity, getting billed for sewer and water, and we're giving them free services, which they're generating costs.
Well, what about the road we had to fix?
The $15 million lawsuit that we paid for them covered it.
The road?
Yeah, the $15 million for them putting in the wrong pipe and it didn't work, the BODs, that $15 million loss that we took, that the taxpayers paid, that paid for the road, right? No, it didn't.
I know it didn't.
No one in this room knows about it?
Yep.
No one in this room knows about it because I sat on the council.
Well, the $3.5 million to repair at Maple Avenue, the town of Mottville citizens had to pay for that.
Julie, we have any fees we can raise on them?
So, I don't know.
Well, Julie's just gave you if not to disrespect the finance committee. Julie
well,
just gave
adjourn,
you some
we're
point of view that there's very little oversight on those things. But if you're underneath the umbrella of the town and they're part of the purchasing policy, if I'm looking at it now inside my head, the purchasing policy has the WPCA on it. Correct, Julie?
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm.
And also, any liability goes back to the town and that guy.
So they're following the purchasing policy. If you think they're not, show me where they're not following.
How do we know?
We don't. The purchasing policy. We're doing double work. Is maybe.
All right, I'm
so
gonna.
There's another day.
They
right,
make their own purchase orders and they run their own AP checks. So we have
go
no oversight of those things.
Counselor, your computer.
Counselor Karen, she said something really important.
I'm sorry, Julie.
They have their own purchase orders down there, and they run their own accounts payable check runs, so we don't know what they're paying.
Did you see the flag go up? Big red one.
I like when Julie speaks her mind. I just want to say that so you all can hear that.
So you just like talk. So you just talk over all the time. So yeah.
That's rude because I didn't do Julie. I'm sorry if I did that because I have a little disease that.
Well, we should probably discuss that the mayor.
Yeah, that's a whole logistics issue for another time, honestly.
Because every one time, the finance and their finance was much more together, as I was on the WPCA for 16 years, so. Remarks from the public with Stream Meadow Lemon? Oh, one thing we need to add before we go into anything. We need to add, or this, we need to have a, right now there's money left over in the private duty account of about, probably about $50,000-$60,000. The police private duty account. I'll make expect you to memorize it.
Okay.
What's that?
It's all good, sorry.
So, the chief has requested, they did request two vehicles.
Yes.
We would like to have a process to purchase another vehicle, probably not at the June 8th, but to take a part of that money, knowing that most likely we will be getting private duty money in between now and the time that you would conceivably order it or pay for it, right?
We'll order them quickly, the invoices don't come until the cars are done, and typically it's a 6 month lead time.
All right, so.
December, January.
I don't know when the town council needs to take action on that nuance, so, but I just want to put it, I guess, put it in your.
Sure.
Notebook to, that at some point in time, we're going to buy another police car.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to utilize that money, and then between now and then, there may be another $20,000 and we'll be in. So I just wanted you to be aware of that's the process we're going to do. We have attention, but at some point it's got to go to the town council to actually.
Sure.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, so when we finally, well, the first car is already approved. That was
right.
Approved in the budget. So the second car, once we have enough funds for the second car, I'll bring it to council for approval of that.
All right, remarks from the public with a 3 minute limit? Remarks from the public, 3 minute limit? And then remarks from the public for the 3 minute limit. Remarks from the councilors, Councilor Bishop?
I'm good.
All right. I just want to say it's not sure what's going to happen in the next week or two with the budget. There may be some things happening that beyond our control that may cast us if we need to have. In my opinion, a meeting to really start discussing that, it's gonna, you know, we need to have that as soon as possible. So you may want to start preparing for something like that of what we're actually doing, what we have to do for that. So on a personal, I'm going out of town Wednesday morning, which I think is the 10th, and I'm gonna be back, I'd like to be back before Father's Day, on the 17th, is that right?
Father's Day is Sunday the 21st. The 17th is
right.
Wednesday.
Right, so I should be back in town the 22nd. But as always, I'm available by phone.
Okay.
And I'm going to miss going to that. And
we're taking you off the program.
Well, if you could just say, if you could just say one thing for me, I'd really appreciate it.
Why don't you just pre-record it and give it to him, he'll play it.
And you notice I'm not responding yet. Kate Southard was the one who came up
with the name.
Well, she actually didn't, but I took her credit. Her and I both came up with it. But I wanted her to have, she took it and, you know, she'll, but please mention her that she came up with that.
Do you know, and probably not the venue for this, but is anybody from the town council going to be attending? Do you want anybody to speak in your
state? I would like to, Mr. Chairman, if you can ask someone from the council to speak for the council, since we're both, I'm traveling to D.C., you're going to be in Texas. It would be nice to have someone from the council.
Let's see if Kate's available.
Or Joe.
Why don't you ask him? Do you really want Joe? Joe
can do it. No problem.
I think Joe will be great. No, I mean, seriously.
No, any of them.
I didn't even come to my mind. I didn't come to my mind.
Should we turn off? You know, you got a lot of choices left.
Are you,
what about
is the meeting over?
Oh, yeah.
Meeting adjourned. Well,
Let's,
yes.
Let's adjourn the meeting.
I was going to say that's motion adjourned.